Whenever Andy broached the topic of ending things, Marcus zigzagged from outraged to brokenhearted. Originally, Andy had hoped they could part on amicable terms, but he'd given up on that idea, and now he just wanted out, period. Whatever it took, whatever it cost. That didn't mean he wasn't afraid. He was. Marcus was dangerous. Friday's farewell proved that. Marcus had said he would kill Andy if he left, and Andy believed in that moment Marcus had meant it. When Marcus sobered up, he might not feel the same, but these days Marcus was frequently not sober. So yes, Andy was worried and nervous and jumpy as a cat. Between worry over Uncle C, violent break-ins, and the fear that Marcus might show up, he had plenty to be worried about. Wine or no wine, he was pretty sure he would not be able to sleep much. The crash and boom of ocean waves filled the night. Andy opened his eyes, blinking up at the vintage recruitment posters, colorless and uncanny in the moonlight. He remembered that he was in Uncle C's guest room, that he had left Marcus, that Uncle C was in the hospital, that someone kept trying to break in to time in a bottle. Yeah, that last one. Uneasily, he listened for the sound that had woken him. What time was it? There was no clock on the nightstand. He continued to analyze the night noises. He'd forgotten how loud the ocean was at high tide. It would be about 4:30 now, and it sounded like the entire village had flooded, like waves were smashing over the houses, swallowing the streets in wet and hissing gulps. It sounded like all of Main Street was underwater, and that at any moment, he could expect his narrow twin bed to rise ceilingward. Andy pushed the fanciful thought away. He needed to sleep. God only knew what fresh hell tomorrow would bring. He turned toward the wall and snuggled into the blankets, finding unexpected comfort in the familiar squeak of old springs and older headboard, the music of his childhood. He'd always found the rhythmic rush and shush of waves soothing, but now? Now the surf seemed to carry a weird, troubling energy. He rolled over, and in the gloom could see the curtains stirring in the draft whispering around the old window casement. He heard the squeak of the wooden sign out front, heard the rattle of icy rain against the panes of old glass. Great, maybe it would snow. Because that was all this stay was missing, the opportunity to shovel piles of snow from the sidewalk. The opportunity to slip on ice and break his leg. Oh hey, maybe it could happen in front of Quinn. Determinedly, he closed his eyes again. Do not start thinking about Quinn. It wouldn't be the first time he'd spent the night in this very bed, in this very bedroom, puzzling over the mystery of Quinn Rafferty. Gradually, another sound, a sinister sound, infiltrated his unwilling consciousness. The far, far away squeak of wood pressing against the restraint of nails, of floorboards flexing under footsteps. Andy's eyes popped open. He listened harder. You're imagining it. Was that coming from downstairs? There's nothing there. Was someone in the shop? Again? No way. No damn way. More angry than scared, Andy threw back the covers, shuddering as he stepped onto the chilly wooden floor. He shrugged into his bathrobe, grabbed his cell phone, and tiptoed across the room. He had left the bedroom door slightly ajar, and he slipped through, silently feeling his way across the dark living room, trying not to fall over furniture. So much furniture, so little pathway. He reached the door leading to the interior staircase, unlocked it, eased it open, and poked his head out. Tensely, he listened for those faint noises from below. But nothing. Nothing but the wind, and more distantly, the ocean, because the other noises were never there to start with. He stared uneasily down into the darkness. Through the front windows, light from street lamps cast weird shadows, outlined the mystifying shapes of furniture and shelves. Nothing stirred. He'd been half asleep. Maybe he had dreamed those creepy little noises. Maybe there were mice in the walls, gulls in the walls, ghosts in the walls. Maybe he was more nervous than he thought. He shivered. The air wafting up from the shop was very cold. Cold and tasting of snow. And he felt a flash of alarm. That was outside air. Someone had opened a door or a window. He was not imagining anything. Someone was in the shop. Just as Andy absorbed this unwelcome realization, the bottom step gave a loud and unmistakable squeak.